This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 356 for Tuesday, April 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Tuesday, seeing some modest profit taking after hitting fresh highs overnight. Canola 10 cents to 4.50 lower. The July contract down $4.40 at $1,148.70 per ton. New crop November down $4.50 at $1,045.30. Losses in crude oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure in world vegetable oil markets, although Chicago soy oil recovered from its own early losses to trade near unchanged. The general technical trend does remain pointed higher for canola despite today's downturn, with any losses likely encouraging some scale-down demand. Tight old crop supplies and uncertainty over new crop production were also supportive. Statistics Canada releases its first acreage estimates for the upcoming growing season next week, Tuesday. In the U.S., soybeans ended mixed while corn and wheat were both mostly lower. Soybeans traded to both sides of unchanged, down a penny at the final bell in the July contract at 16.91 and three quarters. Adjustments to the spread between corn and beans provided some underlying support for soybeans as recent strength in corn has shifted the ratio more in favor of seeding corn. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 123,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. U.S. soybean seeding is just getting underway, with about 1% of intended acres in the ground as of this past Sunday. That's only slightly off the 2% average for this time of year. Corn, it hit fresh contract highs once again overnight, but ran into resistance at those highs and turned lower. The July contract backing below that psychological $8 mark at $7.99 and three quarters. That's down 7 cents on the day. U.S. corn seeding was 4% complete in the latest weekly report. That's off the 7% average for this time of year, as cool and wet conditions continue to cause delays in some areas. Losses in wheat accounted for spillover selling as well. Wheat was pressured lower by turnaround Tuesday selling, as the market took back some of its recent gains. Minneapolis spring wheat down 6 cents in the July contract at $11.71 per bushel. Kansas City down 12 cents in July at $11.76 per bushel, and Chicago wheat, it's down 19 cents in the July contract at $11.09 per bushel. The losses came despite declining crop prospects, with the U.S. winter wheat down 2 points in the good to excellent category at only 30%. Spring wheat was 8% seeded, that's slightly behind the 9% average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 19th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.